Good. So this is a future visualization. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfortable spot for your head, your shoulders, your back, your legs, your feet. Take some time just to make yourself comfortable. And if you're comfortable, you can close your eyes or keep them open, staring at a spot on the ceiling or the wall. So taking some time just to focus on your breath, bringing your mind and your body back to this moment that we're in. Just breathing nice and deep and slow. In through the nose, out through the mouth if that's comfortable for you. You can also exhale through the nose. And as you're breathing nice and deep and slow, breathing, filling your lungs with nourishing oxygen. And then as you exhale, just let go of worry the minute before, what's to come. Let go of any tension. Let your body relax more and more. Just settling into this moment. And as you continue to focus on your breath, every breath you take, as we use our breath to bring us back to the moment we're in, can be your awareness that this is where the living is. The living is in the now. The living isn't in the future. The living isn't in the past. That's over. And the future hasn't happened. So your breath is a simple way for you to bring yourself back into this moment. Whenever you're distressed, upset, your mind is jumping ahead, you're jumping behind, you're chastising yourself, calling yourself names, you can just use your breath to come back into this moment. This is where your living is. This is where your life is created in this moment. This becomes your past. How you live in this moment creates your future. So using your breath to just come into the moment. We can use our breath in so many ways to relax our mind, to relax our body throughout the day as we go through difficult moments. We can use our breath to just come back to this moment, to release and let go, and to be in the moment we're in versus the moment that's past or the moment yet to come. So as you know, lots of things take time. It takes time to grow, to learn, to change. And in this time that it takes, there's three things we need. We need patience. We need encouragement. And we need kindness. So if we can peck ourselves, peck stands for patience, encouragement, and kindness. If we can peck ourselves with patience, encouragement, and kindness, we'll live in the moment and make decisions that are in our best interest. In the best interest of tomorrow, in the best interest of today, leaving the past behind. Things take time, and because they take time, all good things take time, we need patience, encouragement, and kindness. And as we live in the moment, we can recognize that things right now are not the way we want them to be. We can also recognize some things are. Some things have changed. Some things have improved. There is growth. There is evolution. There is wisdom. And with the things that have changed, we can acknowledge as well there's things just not quite the way we want them to be. Things that we want to see different, things we want to work on, goals, visions. And you have visions, goals, just like I do, just like we all do. And you have a goal for yourself in terms of your relationship with food. And bring to mind, as I'm quiet, in images and in words, in feelings and in sensations in your body, what is that goal? What is that vision? Just quietly in your mind's eye, using all of those senses, bring to mind what that vision is. What is it that you want? Good. And in this vision, in this goal, the things you see, feel, sense in your body of the things you want, there will be hurdles, challenges, learning along the way. And that's all learning is hurdles, challenges, obstacles to overcome. And you know, and I know, you've overcome many obstacles. There's much, much learning that has taken place. Much, much growth. The only way you've achieved all you've achieved is because at times you showed yourself patience, encouragement, and kindness. How else would you have persevered? How else would you have continued picking yourself back up? How else would you have faced each day if you didn't have that patience, encouragement, and kindness? And these three things have grown as well. And these things, three things, always have room for improvement. It's easy in times of distress to slip back to old habits of self-loathing, criticism, chastising, nasty criticisms, only focusing on the failures, ignoring the successes, ignoring the growth, ignoring the learning. But if there's anybody who has grown and changed, it is you. And because this growth has taken place on the foundation of patience, encouragement, and kindness, these things are pivotal and have been pivotal. So as you look ahead and you see the obstacles, the learning, the areas of growth, look to see what you need to know, what you need to do for you, what you need to bring to those experiences to grow, to learn, to change, as you carry on this journey this path ahead of you. These things you'll need to know, these things you'll need to do, these things you'll need to feel to overcome these obstacles, hurdles, this learning. Ask yourself right now, during these last 3 months, this time of great distress, dealing with old triggers, dealing with new fears of loss, stress from recovery from the surgery, family difficulties. Have you been patient? Have you been encouraging? Have you been kind to yourself? Notice what the impatience, the discouraging words, the self-loathing, and the meanness. Notice what it's done. Is it helping you deal with these stresses? Have you been encouraging? Have you been kind? Think today and in the last week, how have you been more patient, and how will you show yourself more patience? It may not come naturally in times of distress to be patient, but showing yourself patience has made a difference. What differences have you noticed? In what ways can you even be more patient in the moment, today, tomorrow, and the next day? What are the things you'll say to yourself to show patience? You may find it comforting to put your right hand on your heart. And repeat to yourself quietly in your mind's eye, I will be patient with you. I will love you. I will be kind to you. I will be encouraging to you. And you can be, you will be, and you deserve to be. In what way, today, tomorrow, can you be more encouraging? What are the things you can say and have said in the last week to be even more encouraging? More inspiring, more optimistic, more positive. Say those things to yourself right now. And in what ways can you be more kind, have been more kind in the last week? Intensify that kindness. Kindness is powerful. You're kind to your partner. You're kind to the residents. You're caring to lots of people. Show that care to yourself. You deserve it. Is there a song that you love dearly, that is meaningful to you, that you might embody the patience, encouragement, and kindness, so that whenever you're struggling, to show yourself patience, encouragement, and kindness, you'll play that song. And it'll bring back this commitment you're making to yourself. If you don't know the song now, you can bring that to mind afterwards. Is there any song that more readily comes to mind that would help you show yourself that patience, encouragement, and kindness? It's often surprising to realize how easily some old habits can come back. But factually, if you think how many years and how strong those habits were, it's really not a wonder they come back in times of distress. It really makes sense. So expect that old habits will come back. Expect that when we're at our weakest, we'll resort to what we know best. But you've had long, long stretches of living a different way, not as long as the old habit. So you know the new way of living makes sense. Patience, encouragement, and kindness, communication, boundaries, assertiveness. You know that makes sense. But that doesn't mean old habit will come back in times of distress when we're at our weakest. And that's where patience becomes important. Patience when we slip up. Kindness when we slip up. Encouragement when we slip up. Expect this will happen along the road. These will be some of the hurdles you encounter. Accept that this may pop up from time to time. You may chastise yourself. You may eat more than you want to. You may see yourself binging uncontrollably, and you'll immediately recognize it as an old habit. You'll bring patience, recognizing it's just the old ways coming back, trying to soothe, trying to calm. Doesn't work, but it's familiar. And you can bring patience and kindness to that experience. You can put it down and walk away. And you can work at unearthing the new way of living and bring that patience, encouragement, and kindness to bear. Encouragement when it comes to chastising and criticizing, focusing on all the things you've done and changed, all the things you've overcome, all the facts. Bring that encouragement, that positivity, that optimism to bear. You have come so far, and you'll continue to grow. Yes, you'll continue to encounter hurdles, but that's okay. Bring that patience, that kindness that you deserve, that you know breeds life and love. That patience and kindness that breeds possibility, bring that to bear. Soften, release. Show yourself love. Show yourself kindness. So take a moment as I'm quiet to just make that commitment to yourself and to bring more patience to times where old habits come to the forefront. More patience, more kindness, more encouragement. Think about what those words mean to you, how they'll resonate. And in this moment, repeat these three phrases. In this moment, I am okay. In this moment, everything is okay. And it is. In this moment, everything's okay. You're calm, you're peace, you're resolved. You're showing yourself kindness, love. You're feeling more optimistic, more encouraging. More patient. So in this moment, everything is okay. And because you've created this moment, in this moment, everything will be okay. In this moment, I am okay. In this moment, everything is okay. And in this moment, everything will be okay. So as I'm quiet, just repeat those phrases to yourself. Feel your voice internally getting stronger and louder. Feel yourself embracing the truth of those statements. Good. And in a few moments, we'll bring this session to a close. And before we do, just think, is there anything else you wish to remind yourself of, say to yourself, anything that demonstrates more patience, encouragement, and kindness, so that you can peck yourself with patience, encouragement, and kindness. And it's okay to be accepting of the fact that in times of distress, we'll have to bring this to mind regularly throughout the day, every day. Bring peck to mind, to the forefront of your mind, throughout the day, every time, every day, throughout times of distress. When things are going well, when this habit is more formed fully, there's less effort required. But in times of distress like now, sometimes we have to work harder at being more patient, more encouraging, and more kind. And that's okay. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around.